Yo, what's up? Oh, what's up with Chris Lake? Oh, I'm gonna start recording now. Just letting Jacqueline know I forgot to tell her that I was gonna. Well, I forgot to, that I was gonna tell her. It's 12:57 p.m. Holy crap! I really gotta get out of bed. I set an alarm because I thought I had something to do. Then I text the person who I thought I was supposed to meet, and he said, "Nah, tomorrow." So then I said, "No more alarm and just sleep away." So, that's what I did. And here we are. Oh yeah, here's the short. Every day, if you're new to the show, every day I wake up and I just record a podcast in bed, and I just say the first thing that I think of. Sometimes that's nothing. It's not a good show. You should go away. If you're looking for like a great show, go listen to S Town or some shit. Okay, that's it. So now if you stay on past that, then it's on you. Yesterday was the worst episode ever, so today is probably going to be better than that. This episode is brought to you by Square Cash. It's like Venmo, but it's not Venmo. Hey, you know how everybody you know uses Venmo? Use Square Cash instead and tell them to download an app, and then they won't make you pay them back. That's what Square Cash is good for. They'll be like, "No, I'm not going to put my bank information into some other thing." And you're like, "Well, I use Square Cash." You use Venmo, you got to pay people back because they all got it. That's the smart thing about Square Cash. I'm going to start my own payback app that's impossible to figure out. And then you just say, "Hey, I use Laker Pay. That's the only, that's a, I'll pay you back Laker Pay." And then they'll just give up. And then you don't got to pay them back for the bowling that they just put on their credit card. But I made that up about Square Cash. I just always hear them advertise on PodSafe America. And it's like, "Yo, dude, we already got a system, Square Cash. Why are you trying to make a new system?" And if you're trying to, then it's like there's always some odd dude that has like the other app, and they're like, "Oh, come on, use my thing." No, dude, get with it. Jacqueline just told me that there's a pop-up. Oh, it's gone? Okay. The store from Breaking Bad, they're doing one in Manhattan, and I was like, I gotta go find that. Pollos Hermanos, Chicken Brothers, Pollos Hermanos. I guess for Better Call Saul. And I was up last night watching the second season of Better Call Saul for the second time. Jacqueline never watched the first one. I don't know why. I could never get her to watch it. I gave up and watched it on my own. Don't comment while I'm recording. We can talk later. Yeah, just you're not you don't have a microphone, so you yelling from down there. See, I'm up in the loft, still in bed. Jacqueline's down on the couch, downstairs in the living room. We only have one room, but it's got stairs. We have one room, but two floors, so that's pretty good. Not that this loft floor is more like the floor from Being John Malkovich, that half floor where everybody's hunched over. But you can walk in it, and it's got our bed and stuff in it. So that's she's down there, so she can hear me because she's close. And it's gone. Okay, now I'm not gonna go find Pollo somewhere. Not that I, you know what? Because they do these pop-up promotional stores, and then they're like, "Come here for free chicken or something," and then there's like this insane line for like 10 blocks because people want Pollos Hermanos chicken. And it's free, and then people act like 3 hours of their life is worth a free plate of chicken. That's been what's been holding them back from getting some chicken, is the price. They did that when they redid the more episodes of Netflix brought back Arrested Development. They put like Bluth, Frozen Banana Stand, in Columbus Circle, so it's real close to where I live. So me and Jacqueline walked down there, and the line was like 10 blocks long for a chocolate-covered frozen banana. That was like in a bag. It wasn't freshly dipped. And it's like, I'm not waiting on that line. But I got to see the banana stand. That's what it would have done, Pollos Hermanos. I wouldn't have gotten the chicken probably, but I would have saw it and be like, hey, that's cool. Now I've seen that, and I'm done. I just like to see shit. I visited Grand Canyon for like 15 minutes. I drove down there from... Did I tell that story already? Maybe. But I'll tell it short. I was staying in Denver. And I had a free day. So I drove down to the Grand Canyon. But I didn't have time to like hang out there for very long. So I drove back. So I just like checked it out. I didn't see it all. But I saw it. I said, okay, now see the Grand Canyon? Boom. Gone. Did the same shit the day before or 2 days before to Mount Rushmore. Drove up there, looked there for like 5 minutes maybe. Turned around, drove back. And that's that story. Anyway, that's not a story. I wouldn't classify that as a story. So don't think that I think that that's some kind of compelling story. I'm just talking. I told you the podcast's not good. This is already better than yesterday. Yesterday was a lot of me just, I was very tired. See, this is at least me on full rest. Because I stayed up till like 4 o'clock watching Better Call Saul's. And then I slept till now. And that pretty good. And I got shit to do. Gonna go to Philadelphia tomorrow. If you want to see me in Philadelphia, too bad. It sold the fuck out. All the shows way sold out. That is, of course, completely because of Mike Birbiglia, and not at all because, people don't even know I'm gonna be there. But it's like, I just think it's funny for me to brag about sold-out shows that I had nothing to do with selling any tickets. My parents will be there. So those tickets, which I asked for free. So I didn't even sell those tickets. I got them for free. And it was already sold out when I got them. They never see me do stand-up. That's going to be crazy. I got it. That's fine. I won't even think about it. When they're there, it's just weird because it became this thing over the years of like I didn't want them to see me do stand up for a long time, and then I'm just not in Philadelphia doing stand up or around them anywhere doing it, and it's like, well, now they can't go, and I'm glad it'll be over. They'll have seen me do stand up. They'll say, oh, that's what he decided to do with his accounting degree. They've accepted. They get it. They understand that I just do what the fuck I do. I kind of don't take their feelings or opinions into account at all in that process. And when they urge me to do something, I just don't do it. I mean, they don't do this anymore, but they have in the past sat me down and be like, "We don't think you should do this." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna do it. Sorry, this is." And then they just. And now they get it, I think. Parents are weird. They don't ever want to not be parents. at least my parents, I think the people of that generation, the baby boomer generation parents, never want to stop being parents. Their parents stopped right away. Their parents stopped at 18. I don't know about like the parents that are parents now, that have kids now, or say they got kids that are like in college or leaving college or like moved out. I don't know how they are with their attachment. Like if somebody's like 20 now, are their parents going to stay? Their parents, I don't know. I just think it's weird. Those baby boomers, they don't ever want to be, they want to treat their children in adulthood like children. My parents' parents didn't do that shit at all. But then again, their parents, well, half of them were dead. The dads were dead. And the moms, my mom's mom lived with us, so she can't fucking say shit because she's living with us. It wasn't, you know. So she can't. She was. And then my dad's mom was just mean. So she didn't want nothing to do with nothing. So I don't know if that's indicative, but I know that seems to be, I don't know, just something I noticed. I'm not going to be a, if I had kids, yeah, once they're out, done. See ya. You got to move into a one-bedroom apartment. That's, you got to cut ties. If they move out, you move into a one-bedroom apartment. You get rid of that fucking kid house. Get rid of it. Bulldoze it. They can't even visit it. It's done. Your childhood's over. Burn it to the ground. Right? You move into a one-bedroom apartment. Don't, and no kind of roll-out couch or nothing. You can't even fucking stay over. You come, you visit, and you go home like your friend's house. You go visit your friend, you stay there for 3 days? Or you go, you have a meal and you leave. You watch a movie, maybe. That's how you treat this house. Oh, you moved away? Then get a fucking hotel. Sorry, there's no room. And then, oh, yeah, I don't have cribs and toys and shit if you decide to go fuck and have some kids either. This ain't, yeah, grandpa's house. No, there's no hard candy, no nothing. This is, you're going to visit somebody. Or don't visit. That's okay, too. FaceTime or whatever. And if you need anything, you know, money or anything like that, nope, don't got it. Can't help you. Sorry. I got Square Cash. What do you want? You need me to Venmo? You sorry, I got Square Cash. You'd be like, you know what? I find it's uncomfortable to lend money to family members because they don't think they have to fucking pay back right away. Why don't you borrow from one of your friends? Why didn't you make some rich friends? Why didn't you make a friend that went off and did some stockbroking? That's the only thing those friends are good for. They're soulless people. The finance people, they're soulless. They're not very nice. They tend to be rude to wait staff. Nobody likes these people, but you hold on to them because you might have to borrow money. Hit one of those motherfuckers up. And if you didn't do that, you missed out on a great life lesson. And maybe that is my fault as your parent, but I never claimed to be perfect. So that's my parenting plan. Oh, watch the kid. That's the thing. My parents can't. They love to watch these grandchildren. They love it. You know, and then my brother's like, hey, we're going to go to the movies. Why don't you watch these kids? No. I like to go to the movies, too. Those are your kids. You watch it at home. I'm going to sit here with your kids so you can go to a movie? That is not my, no. You're the parent now. I ain't watching it, yeah. Grandchildren, you bring them to me. I might give them something to be like, hey, I'm the cool. Don't make me. Don't tell me I'm the. Don't talk about me like I'm the shitty grandparents. But I ain't watching them. That's it. That's my whole. But I'm not having kids. But that's good. That's a good game plan for anybody planning on having children. Get them out on their own. Don't. Because you keep that. You keep that house. Fuck. You'll never be rid of them. They'll come. They'll stay for a week every Christmas and shit. You don't need that. Live. Get out there. Go to one of those resorts. All inclusive resort. Go to the naked one. Be like old naked people. That's all old naked people. You know, don't be a, I don't know. That's my advice. All right. I think 16 minutes, that's good enough. Right? It's kind of late. I want to go out on the town. It's a beautiful day out in New York City. Get myself a nice coffee, stroll in the park. And I also have some shit to do today. Fuck. All right. So I'm going to go do all that stuff. But I'll see you tomorrow. I'll still be here. I'm not leaving Philadelphia until tomorrow afternoon. Then we have Philadelphia. I'll be doing a show from Philadelphia. Isn't that exciting? The birthplace of the country? Sort of, right? That's where they signed the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, I learned that in history. All right. So that's that. Go to iTunes, write a review or whatever. Write a review of my album. More than this, go write a review of my album. They erased my reviews because they had to change the name of the record label or some shit. And all my reviews are gone. Only Pietro has done that. And I thank you, Pietro, again. Oh, Ethan wanted to call in, but then he never got back to me. So, Ethan, you can call in, but you got to give me your Skype and we got to set up the time. I said I was going to get up earlier because I thought I was doing other stuff. But whatever. I would have gotten up. I would have done it. So write back your answer the Twitter message, dude. And that is it now for real. I'm going to go. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.